It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday short for January 5th of 2026. This election year is one that will be remembered, and it's why I would like to help add a working class voice who supports working class values and working class candidates. More than that, this election year must be the year where we utilize a strong populist progressive platform that actually pushes an agenda rather than being a reactionary platform to everything the elitist MAGA Republican Party pushes upon us. This must also be the year where progressives stand up for freedom, democracy, and that no one is above the law. This must also be the year where an aggressive push for working class values while holding the corporate donor class accountable must be at the forefront. It is imperative. And it must be the year where we select strong Democrats to represent working class values, marginalized citizens, and common decency. It must be the year where progressives show the way on how to fight against authoritarianism at home and corporate American imperialism abroad. It must be the year where the revolving door of corporate lobbying and government work is stopped. And it must be the year where we improve the lives of the many and not the elite few who view we, the working class, as little peasants or little game pieces for their billionaire games of domination. Yes, this election year for certain will be in part a referendum on the Trump regime's pro-corporate and pro-elitist agenda. Yes, it will also be in part a referendum on the corruption perpetrated by Trump, the Trump family, and the Trump regime. And yes, it will also be in part a referendum on how, despite all of his campaign promises of improving the lives of the working class, his main goal in life was to use government to enrich his life and the elite corporate authoritarians who surround him. You know, the people he believes are his crowd, the best that America has to offer, at least in his mind. Because for all the racist, non-dog whistle claims of being a merit society and believing in merit, very few, if any, of those who surround him or take part in the regime have enough merit to hold those positions of power. They are completely unqualified. But you see, that kind of language isn't new in American society and American history, and it's just a way to ensure the right kinds of people run our government. You know, the white kind. But this election year will also be about finding leaders to offer a different vision, a different voice, and a different tone, and a different leadership to pull us out of this mix of corporate, white, Christian, nationalistic authoritarianism. Just voting for someone because they have a D next to their name isn't enough. I mean, we only have to look at certain people like Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman to know that to be the case. We need strong, progressive Democrats to advocate for real working-class change and who will present a coherent message to push for this kind of working-class change. When New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani proclaimed that he's a democratic socialist who will govern like a democratic socialist, that electrified millions who've been waiting for someone in the Democratic Party to advocate for real change rather than saying they'd fight to protect MAGA Republicans from tearing down the working class, such as, you know, forcing millions of Americans to experience rising health care insurance costs. I mean, even those who don't necessarily agree with his policies see Mamdani's working class messaging and agenda resonating with millions of Americans who realize that not only did MAGA Republicans never care about them, but that establishment Democrats cared more about their own power than working class power. Now, in Michigan, we'll have crucial statewide races for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, United States senator, congressional seats, and state legislature seats. Yeah, it's kind of a big year here in Michigan. Now, I started this podcast to help spread the populist progressive message and to highlight those who fight for those kinds of values and against corporate white Christian nationalism on an everyday basis. Business as usual is not what this show is about. So I will highlight the deluge of damage being done by Michigan MAGA Republicans and the Trump regime, as I've always done. But this will not be Camp Good Time. I'm not a blue no matter who kind of a guy, and because progressives have the ability to not act like the MAGA cult, I will not hesitate to call out when I see Democrats doing wrong and not supporting the working class. That means I will not reel in my thoughts on when I think a certain Democrat is pushing for or advocating for the wrong politics and the wrong policies on the campaign trail. Now, if you've listened to the show, you've probably surmised by now that I'm not a big fan of Democratic Congresswoman Haley Stevens, who's running to become Michigan's next senator. Stevens, of course, is running in the Democratic primary against progressive Democrat Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed and Democratic State Representative Mallory McMorrow. Now, sure, I agree with Stevens. I'm going to guess more than I disagree on some of the issues, but I cannot overlook her devotion towards the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, known as AIPAC, while a homicidal right-wing maniac leader in Israel commits genocide on the Palestinian people. And I refuse to overlook her devotion to that failed D.C. Democratic Party leadership, which is why they are backing Haley Stevens, of course. So I will not hold back my disdain for Haley Stevens and why this podcast will never support Haley Stevens. Every race matters, and every working class voter matters. If we're going to be the working class party, then damn it, we've got to act like it and put people in power who stand up for the working class, who stand up for working class change, or should I say, America first working class change. This year, I will talk with many different progressives who are running for something, advocating for bold progressive change, or who are covering how corporate white nationalist authoritarianism is damaging the working class and this country. And of course, I'll offer my takes, feelings, and opinions on a range of subjects, as always, since this is really the first time since I left corporate terrestrial radio that I get to really say what I feel and think without facing repercussions from corporate bosses. I hope that you agree with me most of the time, but I hope that even if you don't agree with me, you can see where I'm coming from and why I'm saying what I'm saying. And of course, if you have different opinions and think that I'm way off base, please email me, leftoflansing@gmail.com, and I'll share those viewpoints with the listeners. Look, this is going to be another tough year for certain. Just because the calendar flipped doesn't mean things will get magically better, as we witnessed the Trump regime's attacking of Venezuela. That's making this Gen X voice have flashbacks of the Iraq War. But I hope this platform will help many of you realize you're not alone and that there are many others out there who are working hard not to just defeat MAGA Republicanism and to return to this mythic normalcy, but to press forward with an aggressive working class agenda to make this a more perfect union. Because in the end, this is about taking the battle to them, them being the establishment. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.